dead, the lives of tens of thousands have been absolutely destroyed, not just temporarily, but forever. Families scattered all across this country, people that could no longer find work, people whose homes were flooded, devastated. Those people, when you think back of those times, and you saw those helpless people on the roofs, you saw those people stranded in trees, desperate for help, and none was coming for so long for so many of those people, and so many died, so many needlessly died because of the incompetence. No, the government can't foresee everything that's going to happen, and no, the government cannot stop deaths from happening in natural disasters. But that's the situation that could have been. Well, it could have been made so much better than it ended up being. So many fewer lives would have been lost if it had been handled properly. And so many fewer people would have been displaced. Thanks and congratulations to all the private entities that went in, the churches, the charity foundations. The people went in and did yeoman's work. Habitat for Humanity. People in there building new houses. Wonderful efforts on their part. And with the amount of money that the federal government spent in there, a lot of good could have been done. A hell of a lot more good than has been done. It was simply mismanaged. And as we talked about with Rick Perlstein today, that was the first light on this administration of utter incompetence to many, many people. That's when they realized, that was the time they realized that, wait a minute, these people are in over their heads. Sad that the United States government and the people were put under the watch and care of these people. But we did it. We put them there. God help us all. I hope we can get by and not have anything else like that happen until we get a new administration in power, and people that have love and compassion for their fellow human beings, that know what it's like to not go to bed and go to sleep at night when you know tens of thousands of your fellow human beings are suffering. Not have a president that would do that. Someday. Someday not far off. It'll change. Promise you. Thanks so much for joining the program today. Appreciate your listenership. Appreciate being a part of the Head On Radio Network. And I appreciate having Billy Shears, our music director, and all of you as well. Thanks. See you next time. Don't forget, you've heard from the radical right. Now all that's left is the truth. Later, gang.
not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream.
This is the Guy James Show. Guy James Show, America's number one Democratic talk show. You've heard from the radical right. Now, all that's left is the truth. And now here's Guy James.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Guy James Show. So glad to have all of you along with us this afternoon. We hope to have a good show. Would I admit it if I thought we were going to have a bad show? Did you ever hear anybody come on and say, "Oh, we're going to have a bad show today"? No, I don't think so. I think it'll be interesting. We've had to change things up just a little bit. Yes, we have. We were going to have Digby on originally, and for some reason, and I don't know what, Digby had to cancel out at the last minute, so we have scheduled in gracefully Rick Perlstein of the Campaign of America for America's Future going to talk to us about Katrina, this being the second anniversary of Katrina. We'll talk a lot about that today. And coming up in the second hour, we're going to have Gary Farmer. Gary's a partner with Friedland, Farmer, Russo, Barron, and Scheller law firm. And he, too, is going to talk to us about the how the insurance companies have raped and pillaged the Gulf Coast up there. It's up there from here. And how they didn't pay and have fought people tooth and nail to try and get their claims paid, so we'll, despite the record profits. So we'll be talking a lot about Katrina today, certainly one of the, if not the biggest disaster ever to happen on this in this great land of ours, but a terrible, terrible thing to celebrate, a date to memorialize, to remember. I think we all remember, and I think we were all in the same boat, and we'll talk a lot about it later, but how we thought, well, good, they've gone through the storm and it's not been as bad as we thought. And then the levees broke. Well, and the rest is history. And we'll talk a lot about that later on in the program. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us once again. We'll be, and Ido just reminded me on the chat room. And by the way, many of you listening around the country are not on the chat room. The Head On Radio Network chat room welcomes you. You're welcome to go on there and sign in and join the discussion. They're always talking about something on there. You can get a little bit of everything on the chat room. Good advice, good recipes, I don't know what all. Even if you need a friend, if you need somebody to talk to, why, they'll take care of you on the chat room. And Elo just put up the picture on there of the West Virginia Mountaineers football helmet and my beloved Ohio State Buckeyes insignia. College football starting this Saturday. Yeah! Can't wait. Cannot wait. I don't know what kind of year it's going to be for my Buckeyes. Probably a little bit down from last year. We shall see. I'm figuring we'll be about 9-3 this year. Can't be number one every year and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, away from college football. And again, we're going to get to Katrina starting around the bottom of this hour. We'll start talking about that subject. Today, of course, still a lot going on concerning the Senator Larry Craig situation. I heard the strangest comment this morning. Laura Ingraham, the right-wing radio host, with her program this morning, I was heading down the highway for a few minutes and heard her say, "Yes, but you know Clinton did it in the White House with a 23-year-old intern. That is much worse than this situation." Can you believe somebody would say that? Clinton had an affair with and you knew Clinton's name would come in this. He had an affair with a consenting adult, an illicit affair, to be sure, in the White House. What, in the back room or whatever they of the Oval Office there. And yet, Laura Ingraham equates that to soliciting sex in the restroom, public restroom of an airport. And that reminds me, I'm a bit queasy today. Please, I'm going to be in airports twice next week, and already I'm fearful from being accosted by predatory gay Republicans in the restroom. Yeah, I mean, it crossed my mind. I had a bad dream last night. I'm especially fearful because, number one, I live in Florida, and of course you all know Mark Foley lives in Florida, and that other guy who was arrested in the men's room over in the West Coast, what was his name, Bob Allen, another Republican, state representative, they both live here, so there's a good chance something might happen at the local airport. Number two, I'm going to Washington, D.C., and when I'm at Washington, D.C., I always like to stop in at the Union Station and have breakfast when I'm there. When I have business at the Capitol building, it's a handy place to go have a nice breakfast right there in the big solarium at the Union Station. And so now I'm, I'm a little bit fearful of going in there after the stories that I've been hearing that Senator Larry Craig has been going in there and accosting men. Yes, that's true. We've all heard that Republican senators like Larry Craig have accosted men in the restroom there. What's a poor law-abiding citizen like me to do when you're handed the business card of a United States senator and being asked, what do you think about this? I don't know about you, but the intimidation factor is enormous there. And I think the only way to handle this is to probably, and this is what I'll do, I'll ask for a uniformed officer at all the airports and Union Station to accompany me to the restroom, should I be in need of them. I'm going to do my best not to. Just like you go through hell and back not to use a restroom on an airplane. Evidently, with the guards with you, that's the only way to be kept safe from the predatory gay Republican politicians. So I will do my very best to avoid that. And we... we heard the story. If you got your kids around, you might want to send them in the other room the first half hour of this program today, because I do want to talk about Senator Larry Craig a little bit more. Back to this deal yesterday, I was thinking a friend sent me an email, as we were talking about him yesterday when he said he was doing this wide stance thing. That's why his feet were probably over there against the officer's feet. You know what I mean? His shoe rubber. Let me ask you a question. When you pull your clothes down to sit on the toilet, now we're getting very technical here, you either pull them down to just above your knees or you pull them down near your ankles. And if they're down near your ankles, then it's impossible to spread your feet any farther apart than your clothes will allow. And if it's above your knees, you could spread your feet apart, but it'd be really awkward and probably painful, making you really knock-kneed. So think about this. It's a position which somehow Senator Wide Stance's age would probably find almost impossible. So that little story about him... that little story about him doing this wide stance thing, and I'm especially fearful. I like to use my iPod when I travel. I've got all my favorite music and some instructional courses on there that I like to listen to. Right now, I'm doing one on the history of the Middle East, and you got your iPod, you got your favorite music on, you're in the stall there at the restroom, and you're tapping your foot to whoever your favorite singers are on there, and my God, I didn't know that was a signal to people. Who knew? I didn't know that. So you're in there tapping your foot, and then all of a sudden a hand comes over the... Oh, man. Oh. I don't know. And I was thinking, I'll bet you that Senator David Vitter is just ecstatic over this whole thing. I'll bet you he is. Now his little problem of consorting with whores will probably be forgotten for a while, if it wasn't already. Starting to die down. After all, he is a Louisiana politician. And, a little bit of scandal here and there doesn't seem to bother them too much. I don't know. But I do worry about that restroom thing. I really do. And I wondered yesterday again. One of those things I was looking at that video once again of Senator Craig. An astonishing video. I'm not sure if that took place exactly when we were finishing up the show yesterday or immediately afterwards, but when he got up there and said, "Oh, I didn't do this. I'm not gay," and all that, and there stood his wife. First of all, how could you be such a rotten SOB? And I mean that. How could you be human slime like that to ask your wife to go stand beside you when you got up and made a statement like he made yesterday. I found that just abominable. I that is so reprehensible. Maybe, and it's hard for me to think she did, but maybe she said, "Oh dear, I'll go with you. I don't want you to go up there by yourself and talk about accosting men in the men's room in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and not telling me about it and pleading guilty and getting fined and sentenced. I don't want you to go by yourself." I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think there's a woman worth her salt on this planet that would have done that. Somebody reminded me today, a friend reminded me today about again the governor. What was it? The governor of Maryland? Was it McGreevy? Whatever his name was. That they found out he was gay, and his wife stood beside him when he was making his statement and all that. She didn't say anything. Now, I do remember that. She didn't say anything. Not like Vitter's wife did. But anyway, she stood with him, and then later she shows up on the Oprah Winfrey show saying, you know, after suing him for divorce and saying what an SOB he was. So maybe that's his case right now. But Vitter's wife, she was adamant that she's going to stand by her man no matter what. I don't know many women like that. Do any of you know anybody like that? Your wife finds out that you went out and had an affair with a whore and maybe more. And you heard the whole story about Vitter's with the diapers and the whole thing. And she stands there and says, "Not only am I, well, I'm proud to be this guy." So I don't know. I don't know many gals like that. Remember, they said they made fun of Hillary. She said, "I'm not going to be one of those stand by your man type." Well, and she ended up doing that. I don't know. It's okay. Reconciliation and all that. That's a good thing. I'm not knocking that. I'm certainly not. It's just hard for me to imagine that some of these gals would have to put up with what Mrs. Craig put up with yesterday. It just really is. I don't know. I think somebody sent me a bunch of smart aleck things. To be said about all this, I guess David Vitter sent Larry Craig a note, said, "Hey, Larry, this is why I use an escort service. It's much more discreet, and you don't have to be in one of those disgusting airport bathrooms." And that's another thing. Have you ever been in an airport bathroom that you thought, you know, boy, I'm feeling sexy in here? I don't know. I don't think so. And Bob Ney supposedly sent him an email, said, "Hey, Larry, you need to take a page from Mark Foley and me, blame all this on alcoholism like we did." Mm-hmm. The Republican Senate, they're throwing Senator Larry Craig under the proverbial bus for his behavior at that Minnesota airport. And I must admit, highly unusual for Fox, O'Reilly Factor substitute host Michelle Malkin, who I just cannot stand. So I found a video on it today. She did multiple segments going after the senator, and that's very, very unusual. And I noted a decided shift in coverage from, in the day. As the day went on, and not from mentioning his party affiliation, you know, they wouldn't even mention that he was a Republican, and finally to having people starting to call for his resignation and all that. Tough situation for the senator, to be sure. But, you know, when you live by the sword, sometimes you got to die by the sword, and that's just kind of the way it is. Let me play you a little and clip of exactly what I mean.
The Senate certainly can bring about a censure resolution, and it's a slap on the wrist. It's a bad
boy. Craig in 1999.
Naughty boy. The American people already know that Bill Clinton is a bad boy, a naughty boy. I'm going to speak out for the citizens of my state who, in the majority, think that Bill Clinton is probably even a nasty, bad, naughty boy.
A nasty, bad, naughty boy. You know, I just got to hear that again.
The Senate certainly can bring about a censure resolution, and it's a slap on the wrist. It's a bad boy, Bill Clinton. You're a naughty boy. The American people already know that Bill Clinton is a bad boy, a naughty boy. I'm going to speak out for the citizens of my state who, in the majority, think that Bill Clinton is probably even a nasty, bad, naughty boy.
Position. The following is the disguised voice of a 40-year-old professional man with close ties to Republican officials who told the Idaho Statesman he had oral sex with Senator Larry Craig at Washington's Union Station, probably in 2004. The man spoke to the Statesman on the condition he not be named. He said he was sure it was Craig he had oral sex with, but said he had no evidence other than his word. Craig denied the allegations and said, "I'm not gay and have never been in a restroom in Union Station having sex with anybody. There's a very clear bottom line here. I don't do that kind of thing. I am not gay, and I never have been." Here is what the man told the Statesman, with some of the details of the men's room encounter edited out.
Upon walking into Union Station one day, I made eye contact with a well-dressed older gentleman whom I recognized as Senator Craig. After having made eye contact for 30 seconds or so, we began walking towards one of the restrooms in Union Station. I followed him. In there, we went to the urinals where we both unzipped. The restroom became busy, too busy to do anything. So we zipped up and then followed each other to the second restroom in Union Station, where we began the same process and had a. I also performed fellatio for a very, very short amount of time, as that restroom became busy as well. At that point, we both zipped up and left and went on our separate ways.
How long would you say the encounter lasted altogether from the original?
Walking time included, I would say maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Not very long.
How, when you say you recognized him, how can you be sure that it was him?
It was unmistakable. I mean, I just recognized him, as being Senator Craig. I mean, I just didn't have any doubt in my mind that that's who it was. And when the encounter was over, I proceeded to search on the internet and confirm that, with a picture of him, and sure enough, it was him. I contacted Mike Rogers via email. After having read on his website, he was at that point outing staff members, which I am less comfortable, as a gay person outing staff members than people like Senator Craig, who are actually voting on legislation negatively affecting gay people as they are themselves having gay sex.
I know you say you're sure that it was him, but do you have any expertise in terms of your interest in politics? Or, I mean, why, a senator from Idaho, he's not the best known guy. It's not like he's, a nationally profile guy.
I've always been interested in politics, and probably if you showed me pictures of the 100 senators, I could probably name, 75 or 80 of them. And that would be true over the last, probably 20 years. So I don't think it's unusual. I did recognize him. So there's no doubt in my mind that that's who it was.
No doubt in his mind. No doubt in his mind. Union Station. See what I mean? I'm afraid to go over there now. Love that place. Now, I don't know. I'm just not going to feel the same about it. Like, I didn't think that ever went on in there in the first place. Hey. My friend John just sent me an email that brought up an interesting point. I have to admit, I hadn't thought about this. Why is it now that the Republicans are calling, most Republicans are calling for the resignation of Senator Larry Craig? Yes, and many of them are. Sean Hannity yesterday called for his resignation. But they didn't call for the resignation of Senator Vitters from Louisiana. And why? Idaho is a decidedly red state. And if Larry Craig resigns, their governor will appoint another Republican, and they know another Republican, if Craig resigns, will be able to get reelected there. Louisiana is quite a different story. Got a Democratic governor. A Democrat could win a senatorial race down there. So isn't it odd that when the seat becomes involved, that all of a sudden the Republicans, they don't look so pious after all. They want him to resign in the red state, but in the state where it's not so clear, they haven't called for Vitter's resignation that I can see whatsoever. Good point, John. Thanks for bringing that up. Very good point. Let's head on over to the phone. Hello, you're on the Guy James Show.
Hello, this is Nanette.
Hello, Nanette.
From West Virginia.
Hi.
Yeah, well, I never did think the Republicans were pious to start with.
Oh, okay.
That's my opinion. But I have a cure for this sissy thing in the bathroom, so don't be afraid to go to the bathroom. Somebody stick their foot under your stall, crush their instep.
Okay.
That'll put a cure to that real quick.
You think that'll stop it?
Well, I think they would hear him yowling all over the place to themselves, and I don't think they'd want that.
You know, Nanette, one would never guess you're from West Virginia.
Why?
Why? I love the way you talk.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. yes. I just had
to say that. I thought, why do guys put up with this stuff, you know? If it was a woman stuck their foot under my stall, buddy, I'd crunch it.
Well, I think that's a good idea, and I'll keep that in mind as I, it's a big if I should have to stop in the restroom at the airports now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out of my way to avoid them, I think.
Well, I think any guy listening, you know, anybody, any man listening, and here's this guy sticking his foot and playing 50 with you in the bathroom,
They
had their foot squashed.
That's a good point, and I hope all the guys listening will remember that.
Yeah. So just take that from a woman.
Leave it to the gals to solve us guys' problems once again.
That is ridiculous. I mean, I never heard of such silliness in my life.
Well,
I didn't believe that anybody would pull such a stunt as that.
I know. I know. And I think
I lived in the hills and hollers too long. That was a new one.
Well, it's not a new one. I think most every guy that I know that's traveled and been around and knows the ways of the world know that that stuff goes on, and it's a shame that it does in that case. And it's got nothing to do, as we mentioned yesterday, it doesn't have anything to do with being gay. It has to do with being obnoxious and ugly in public.
That's right.
And that's all it has to do with. Nanette, thank you for sharing that information. And I'm sure that all the guys listening will breathe a sigh of relief now, knowing that we know how to take care of this problem.
They're probably laughing their heads off. But I was sitting there, I thought, well, why would anybody put up with that?
Yeah, you know?
I know why the policeman did. He was trying to catch them. But
yeah.
I'm talking about the normal, everyday person.
Well, can you imagine how that senator must have felt when he saw that badge flashed at him from under the other side?
I can't imagine how that senator would have felt to had his foot crushed.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I'd
right.
Explain that one.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thanks a lot, guy. Bye bye.
Ah, yes. Well, see, there's a good idea. Just the old-fashioned stomp on the instep of the foot and causing severe pain. Good idea. You know, it's too bad that Senator Craig didn't think of that. Why didn't he think of that? I wonder. But you know, we did hear, and thank you, Nanette. That's good advice and well taken. I did hear Sean Hannity yesterday. He called for Craig's resignation, and I was shocked to hear Hannity say that. He said, if he knows in his heart that he was guilty of this, I would say he needs to resign. And, you know, Hannity... he'll back a right winger on no matter what they say and what they do, no matter what, anytime. But there yesterday, he's calling for. Once again, I think it probably has got something to do with exactly what John was talking about there, about being a red state, and they know they'll be able to replace him with a Republican. That's a heck of a point. But you know, when it comes right down to it, he was caught. He was sentenced. I actually pled guilty, and he was sentenced. Paid a fine. He broke the law. He admitted to breaking the law. He should have been arrested. And at the end of the day, it's a very simple matter. Senator Craig has been in Congress for nearly 30 years. His voting record has contributed to the necessity of gay men to stay in the closet and have sex in water closets in public. And he deserves every bit of trouble that he's in. And it just goes to show you, once again, Senator, that karma is a bitch. It is. And it has come back to bite him in a big, big way. I doubt he'll be in the Senate very much longer. When you get a group of senators, I saw them yesterday, McConnell and what's his name from Mississippi, Trent Lott, and the whole group of them standing there looking all, proper, like good Republicans, and calling for the ethics panel to look into this. You know damn well they've discussed this and said he's got to go, and they'll find a way to get him to go, one way or another. That's my opinion, what I absolutely believe will happen. Oh, so much to talk about today and so little time to talk about it. We'll be taking a break in here in about a minute or so and getting Rick Perlstein for the Campaign for America's Future on to talk about second year observance of the horror that was Katrina and its effects on the southern coast. And far-reaching effects, actually. Anybody that thinks that it just had an effect there is completely wrong. It's affected other neighborhoods as well. So we'll have him on to talk, and we'll also have Gary Farmer on to talk about how the insurance companies have raped and pillaged that area, done a massive fraud and good job of stonewalling people so that they couldn't get their money and couldn't get on with their lives. There's still thousands of people living in FEMA trailers and temporary housing, can't go home because they haven't gotten their insurance settlement. Many thousands. And it's a damn shame. Do remember that in the State of the Union speech last January, George W. Jr. Bush didn't even mention New Orleans. Didn't mention it. Seeing how his administration acted during the whole thing, I guess I can't blame him for not mentioning it. But here we have one of the great historic cities and areas of our whole country, devastated, many, many lives lost, untold tragedy and enormous financial losses, and the man never mentioned it in his last State of the Union address, and I think you know why. Because in the broad scheme of things, and the old right-wing Republican way of doing things, it just doesn't matter. It never did. I think you know that. Well, we're going to pause for a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Tell you, Bob, I really, even though I disagree heartily with your views on Mr. Savage, I got to tell you that you've done a good job there of refuting his ideas. It seems to me, though, Bob, that you got to have a Michael Savage, well, you know, so one can have a Bob Kincaid.
Well, you know, Mr. Savage does make me feel eminently.
Eaten. This is the Quality News Network. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants have released 12 of the 19 missionaries taken hostage 6 weeks ago. The release comes after a promise from Seoul to withdraw troops and cease missionary activity. The remaining hostages are expected to be released by tomorrow. Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has suspended actions of his Mahdi army for 6 months and has claimed they will no longer attack U.S. and coalition forces. According to a Sadr aide, the anti-American cleric wants to reorganize the Mahdi army and rehabilitate it after breaking into factions. Coalition forces killed more than 100 Afghani militants today following an attack on a coalition envoy in Kandahar. One Afghan soldier was killed and 6 others wounded. There were no reports of civilian casualties. Also in Afghanistan, a suicide bomber attacked a bridge under construction in an eastern province, killing 3 U.S. soldiers. 6 other American troops were wounded. President Bush is in the Gulf Coast region today, marking the 2-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The president visited a charter school in New Orleans, where he said better days are ahead. He will also visit Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, while in the region. The former Prime Minister of Pakistan said that Pervez Musharraf will step down as head of the military before the next presidential election. Officials say the decision is a significant step forward in a power-sharing deal with Pakistan's opposition government. Greek firefighters announced today that they have gained control over wildfires that have killed 63 people in recent days. The government has been hit with accusations of incompetence for their handling of the situation. After detaining them in a central Baghdad hotel last night, U.S. troops this morning released 8 captive Iranians, turning them over to Iraqi authorities. The U.S. said they were arrested for carrying guns without the necessary permits. The Washington Post reports President Bush is poised to ask Congress for another $50 billion to fund the Iraq War. Congress has thus far allocated $607 billion for the 2008 Pentagon budget. An internal army investigation